It was a very good result. We're on the way home here now, surely. The boys, we come up here looking for a result. It was a great day for it. The wind, the rain, everything was gone. It was a lovely day, so it worked out perfectly for the boys in the morning time. But we come up to get a result to get on to the next round, and that's what we've got so far.
Yeah, and by all accounts, looking at the latest results coming, or the latest scores that was coming through, you just weren't really troubled in the game on the scoreboard. I know that Slochnaid got the goals late, and it put a bit of a gloss on how they finished the match, but you just weren't really troubled at all through the course of the game, were you, Eddie?
Well, you know, we started well. The boys came out very strong, and then Slochnaid got a wee purple patch in the first half for about 4 or 5 minutes there. And the boys dealt with it, and they finished the first half very strong again. So it was good, because we had a wee bit of a wind advantage in the first half. Not a huge thing, but it was good to come in the first half and finish the way we did. The second half then, we went out and we got the first score in the second half, and we took it from there. The momentum played, and the stop needle kept coming at us every so often, but the boys dug deep and held firm. But as you said, the goals really, we're disappointed by conceding them, but they were hopeful goals, kind of. They're last 5 minutes, they had nothing to lose, and they were putting the high ball in, and they put all their big men in there, and it was more or less a hit and hope. Now, they took one of the goals, a very good goal taken, but, you know, just the pressure was on. It took a wee bit of gloss off, I suppose, off our performance, but reflecting on it now, the lads put a very good shift in, and something to learn and something to move on forward to deal with these situations like that.
Yeah, some good performances all over the pitch by your young men today, Eddie. But Niall O'Donnell scored half of your total. He got 8 off the 16 points. A good contribution from him.
Yeah, Niall had a great game. You know, Niall just played what he does and kept working. He got a bit of abuse. He was getting a lot of, you know, tight marking, one or two men, you know, hitting at him, pulling at him. But Niall just kept going and going. Now, he's great that the fellas around him, if Niall's clogged up, he's got fellas around him that'll take the step and step up. But Niall had a very good game today, and very composed, you know.
Yeah, obviously St Junan's very strong at this age group, because you're taking on the Derry champion Slochnaill, and we've seen the development of that club in recent years at all level in football and hurling. But it's nice to be involved in a tournament at this stage of the year, Eddie. And I know that some people, well, they're saying that this tournament isn't actually recognised officially by the Ulster Council, but it's great to have a team and to have a young minor team representing the county involved in something like this.
Oh, it is. It's all about getting young fellas experience. Our team, all these boys are playing schools football and college football. Even Flash Alley last year in an Ulster schools final, you have St Union's and Ulster. So they're competing with these guys all the time, be it in schools football or county football. And it's something ourselves and St Union's we want to build on. And we have to start progressing better in Ulster. And this is where it starts. Get the young fellas confident and give them an opportunity to play against the champions of other counties and take it from there. Derry have been fantastic in this competition in the last number of years, between Wattie Grahams and Ballon Derry and all that. Slochnaill were coming in after dethroning Wattie Graham. So we had our homework done for them. We knew we had a lot of boys to watch out for, but we also knew we had fellas that could kill this game off for us if we got them playing right, yeah. And they did.
And when he's back in action now again, because you have a semi-final next, isn't it, Eddie?
The semi-final was down for the 20th of December, but because the game that was on yesterday had to be postponed, our semi-final now is put back to the 27th of December. So we're out in the 27th of December. We'll find out now next week who it is. It's either against the Cavan champions or Monaghan champions. We'll find out more next week who it is. Yeah. Against.